This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is the first survey-based estimate, so it does capture some of the weather events that we've been observing and the effects of that weather on the production. One of the notable things, obviously, with the severe drought that has been going on in the Southwest is the effects on their production. And the USDA report showed some very high abandonment, or in other words, area that was planted to cotton but has been lost or will not be harvested due to severe weather. In particular, in Texas, with 7.1 million planted, USDA estimates that only 3.4 million acres will be harvested, and the state-level production is set at 4.5 million bales, which is down sharply from the 2010 production.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA put the upland crop in the southeast at approximately 5.3 million bales, which is based on an average yield that's roughly 40 pounds higher than their five-year average. In the mid-south, the crop is put at 4.4 million bales, and that's based on an average yield of 928 pounds per acre, which is very close to their five-year average. In the west, the upland crop is approximately 1.5 million bales. And again, based on yields that are running close to their five-year average.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's some concerns, obviously, with dryness in the southeast. Overall conditions in the mid-south look reasonably good, as well as out west. The big concern and the big area of uncertainty continues to be Texas and Oklahoma as well, just in the southwest in general. That's going to be the area to watch as we go forward into this season and as we get closer to harvest, because, again, this is their first survey-based estimate. We'll certainly get a little more clarity about the overall condition of the crop and the production potential as we move into the September report, and then in particular by the time we get into the October report.